Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And before we get into today's episode, which is going to be, I hope, a really good one today, I've made lots of notes on this because it's something I'm really passionate about, and that's all about how to really accelerate and get ahead in your career. I've come up with some steps and some strategies that I personally know works. I've seen them work in the recruitment space, but also from speaking to a lot of career professionals that have worked their way up the corporate ladder and gone on to achieve incredible things. And one thing I always say is success does leave clues, and I'm always very curious and trying to find out, okay, who's got the slight edge, who's doing well, who's accelerating, who is achieving incredible things, what are they doing? And that's going to be definitely in the podcast today. But before I go on into everything and talk to you about this topic, I just want to say a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to every single one of you that listens to this podcast. Honestly, it means the world to me. And I've had a couple of people reach out to me with a few questions, which has definitely given me some inspiration for the podcast to come. So many, many more episodes this year. I'm absolutely loving doing these solos, and it's just really great knowing that you are enjoying them. And it definitely gives me a little sort of more of a dose of motivation and excitement when I hear that feedback. But on to today's episode. Now, if you're like me, you are somebody that is always striving to really do things well, to live up to your potential, to do things with excellence. And you want to feel that sense of progress. You want to feel like for the energy, the time, the effort that you're putting in, you are getting the returns. Now, there was a point in my career when I reflect back before I started Seed Solutions where I felt like I was putting in a lot of time, a lot of energy, and I wasn't getting the rewards. I wasn't being recognized. I wasn't really being seen. And I wasn't getting the promotions that I felt that I deserved and was worthy of for the amount of work and energy that I was putting in. And I was reflecting on this, and I was asking a few of my friends that have felt the same way recently, and then the opposite, those that are really progressing very quickly. And I was trying to work out what are the people that are accelerating doing really well, and what are those that are feeling a bit stuck not doing? Because again, success leaves clues. So I think I've broken it down. You know, I like steps, I like strategies, I like tools into seven things that I believe if you do these seven things, you will begin to accelerate in your career. You will see those promotions, that progression. Because look, at the end of the day, honestly, I do think happiness is very, very closely linked to that feeling of progress. I don't know about you, but when I feel like I'm progressing, when I feel like I'm achieving, when I feel like things are going in the right direction, I get that dopamine hit, I get that happiness. And, you know, I know it doesn't last. I know that's not the answer to deep, deep happiness, but I think in life, progress is really important. And we want to feel like we are making strides and really, again, living up to our potential. So, broken it down, I said seven things. Now, the first thing that I was reflecting on in my own career journey was that, yes, I wanted to progress. Yes, I wanted that promotion and that, you know, that next step up in my career, but no one else knew. I was just working away, expecting at one point someone was going to come tap me on the shoulders and say, Georgie, you're great. We're going to promote you. Now, unless you're working in an organization where it's, you know, in an open office and, you know, you're getting a lot of face-to-face time with your manager and whatever, but most cases, unless you put your hand up and you are seen and you say what you want, that promotion is not going to come and tap you on the shoulder. We have to go and get it. So I was reflecting on that the other day, and I thought, even though I was working really hard, nobody really knew that I was working as hard as what I was. No one saw the extra hours I was putting in after 5 o'clock. No one saw, you know, that I was planning out my day on a Sunday night. That wasn't being seen. That was just something I was doing because I was so hungry to do well. I was so hungry to succeed. And this was back in my sort of corporate recruitment days when I was really wanting to be a top consultant. And I would put in so many extra hours, but no one knew that. And I also didn't voice the fact that I wanted a promotion. I wanted more. I wanted to work my way up in the business. So I think the first thing, if you're sat there right now and you want to accelerate, you want to feel that progress, you want that promotion, you need to make sure people are aware of that. You need to make sure that you are standing out, you're being seen, you're being heard. I honestly think the worst piece of career advice I've ever heard is just get your head down and do the work. No, like that's what I did for years. And I, you know, it didn't go noticed. So make sure if you want to get ahead in your career, that people know that you're putting in the extra hours. Make sure that, you know, you're sending an email on a Friday to your boss and your superior saying, "Hey, Georgie, just want to let you know that this week, this has gone really well. I've been working on this and I'm actually learning about this. I think this is really interesting." So be seen. Don't go unnoticed and don't think that your promotion is just going to come knocking on the door. We have to go after it and we have to let the organization know, or our boss know, or whoever we're working for, that we want more. We want that promotion. The second piece to that, which I think is equally as important, is really recognizing patterns in the business, understanding what is this business and this organization trying to achieve? What's the direction and where do I fit in with that? And how can I help the business and help the organization get there? What can you personally contribute? The people that get ahead in their career, the people that accelerate, the people that progress the fastest understand this. And they are always 5 moves ahead. They are looking at the future trends. They're studying things. They're going, right, well, the future is going to be definitely have a tech component. So AI, Web3, maybe crypto, like, right, these are all the things that if I really want to get ahead and I really want to stand out, I need to start learning about this. The number one job that I saw on a LinkedIn post that's going to be in demand over the next 10 years is a cyber analyst. So if you're in tech, you know, maybe start to think about learning more about cybersecurity. It's going to be absolutely huge. If you're somebody that's thinking that you want a complete career pivot, I would highly recommend you look into tech because that is honestly going to where so many roles are going to be in the future. So if you're in tech, it could be AI, Web3, you know, if you're in finance, it could be crypto, like whatever it is, but make sure that you are looking at the trends, looking at, okay, where's the organization going? Oh, okay, they're trying to improve their marketing. Right. Well, you know, we're still doing ads in the paper. Right. We need to get on social media. Maybe I need to upskill on social media and branding and how is the organization's voice sounding? So these are all things to recognize. Pattern recognition is going to be really, really important. And when you sort of start noticing the people who are excelling, again, what do they do? What are they learning? What are they involved in? Like I said, success leaves clues. It's not down to luck a lot of the time. It's that these people are taking charge of their own lives, their own careers, their own career paths. They know where they want to go and they're making sure that they are going above and beyond to really stand out, but also continuing to learn, relearn and constantly grow so they have more value to offer the organization. The more valuable you become, the more people are going to want to hold on to you. So make sure if you want to get ahead and you want to accelerate your career, you are thinking about what are the skills of the future? Where is this business going? How am I going to fit into this? And how am I personally going to contribute to make sure that business achieves the goal? Because if you do that, they're never going to want to let you go. And they're going to make sure that you're the one that's getting promoted. Trust me on that. So yeah, I think that's absolutely key. So it is really important to look around, identify those patterns, understand what's coming, where's the business heading, and really identify what you personally can bring. And then on top of that, final piece is looking outside of the organization. Look at what the competitors are doing. Look at what, you know, if you're in Australia, look at what America's doing, UK's doing. Like, look at the rest of the world. What is happening? What is going on? Where are the trends? And what can you do to make sure that you are continuing to learn and stay ahead? I read a really good book recently called Your Next Five Moves, and it just illustrates how important it is to make sure that we are thinking in these next five moves, like what is coming and how can we be prepared? So that's really, really key. Second piece, I have touched on this at the beginning, but it really is make sure that you are speaking up and being seen. Now, this is, again, a whole episode in itself, but having the courage to put your ideas forward is going to be really, really crucial if you do want to get ahead and you do want to stand out. And if you're somebody that really struggles with this, set yourself a little goal. The next meeting, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's in person, just to put one idea forward or to speak once. And you'll notice that the more you do it, the less scary it becomes. Because if you're constantly working yourself, you're going to have value to give. People want to hear from you. So don't be a wallflower. Speak up, be seen, make sure your voice is heard, and start becoming that go-to person. Like, oh, Georgie, what do you think? You want that question to come to you, because then you know that people value your opinion. So make sure that in opportunities where you can offer value, and if you keep on learning and relearning and growing, you will have value to give, that when those opportunities present themselves, you communicate your ideas, you become a thought leader in your industry. And again, that is going to get you noticed. That's what's going to get you promoted. So that is absolutely key. The third piece that I would recommend if you are serious about accelerating in your career is to go all in in your strengths. This is absolutely key. But again, two parts to this. When I say go all in your strengths, what I mean is your hard skills. So for me, for example, I am really good when it comes to the sales side of my job. I'm a really good negotiator. I love business development. So I know that is my zone of excellence. That's my zone of genius. And I want to stay in that zone of genius as much as possible. My weaknesses are anything to do with admin. I'm absolutely shocking. Not good at admin, and it just doesn't interest me. Operations, it's just not my forte. I can do it and I have done it, but gratefully I have now got into a position where I can outsource that and hire somebody into the business to do that for me. But when I focus on my strengths, I know I'm a lot happier, and I know that I do a really phenomenal job when I'm focusing on that. So play to your strengths when it comes to those hard skills, and you know what they are. You know, if you're an amazing developer or designer, you'll know the key areas that you go, I really excel here. Now, when it comes to those softer skills, this is where you want to work on your weaknesses. Because when it comes to really getting ahead in your career, it is the softer skills that are going to stand out the most. And I predict over the next 10 years that it's going to be those softer skills that people are going to look for more and more when they come to hire. So if you're somebody that struggles with compassion, if you're somebody that hasn't got very good leadership skills, or you find it hard to empathize with people, these are some of the things that I would work on. Communication, huge one. If you get nervous speaking in public, maybe that's something you could work on. But when it comes to these softer skills, don't neglect them. Don't think, oh, I'm just not a good leader, I'm not going to bother with that. Or I struggle to empathize with people, so that's just not something I want to focus on. these are the skills, this emotional intelligence piece that is going to set you up for success in your career. Because more and more people are going to be, more and more organizations are going to be looking for people with these types of skill set. Because yes, technology is constantly evolving. And I think that tech is going to take away a lot of the grunt work. But what it can't take away, not yet anyway, is those that EQ, those softer skills that we as humans possess, that emotional intelligence, that human connection. So the more you can work on that, the better. So focus on your strengths when it comes to your hard skills, work on your weaknesses when it comes to your softer skills. That in itself, I honestly believe, will set you up for success as we progress into this year and well into the future as well. The next piece in the puzzle of making sure that you are accelerating, you're getting that promotion, you're getting ahead, is to ensure that you network around the business. One regret I have when it comes to my sort of more of a corporate career is not, I didn't do this enough. I tried to figure everything out myself, and it took me longer than what it could have had I have just reached out and asked for help or gone to somebody that was doing exactly what I wanted to do and asked them to mentor me or say, hey, can I take you for a coffee? Now, if you're working at a large organization, maybe, you know, there's hundreds of employees, maybe you need to send a few more emails to get a response, but do it. Because you want to make sure that you are sitting down with these senior people, with the, you know, who's where you want to be. And offer to say, hey, look, I'm really working on this and I know you've achieved this and this and this. Can I take just 30 minutes of your time to buy you a coffee and just to ask you a few questions of how you've achieved what you've achieved? 9 out of 10 of times, from what I've experienced, people will say yes. It might not be right there and then, it might not be that month, but they will schedule a time to sit with you. Might not necessarily be in person, it might be over the phone, but be proactive. People love it when people are proactive. Look for mentors within your organization. Network around the business. Get yourself seen. Get yourself noticed. If a company's got a networking event or a career fair, or you know they're sponsoring something, go along. The more you can be seen and integrate yourself into the business, the more opportunities are going to come to you. But look for those people that are where you want to be and ask them for their guidance. It is honestly the biggest career hack I know. And it's something I didn't do enough of and I regret it. So if you're listening to this now and you're identifying maybe a handful of people that have, that you go, God, like it just feels like they just got there so quickly. What did they do? What skills do they have that you don't? Who are they surrounding themselves with? What are they reading? What are they listening to? What courses have they done? The more you can understand this, the easier it's going to be for you to accelerate. And like I said, success leaves clues. So network around the business. Make sure that you are tapping people on the shoulder, sending emails and asking for guidance. Biggest regret I have. So make sure you definitely do that. The next piece that is really important from what I have seen, experienced personally, but also from speaking to lots of people that are really getting ahead in their careers, is focus. I honestly believe that a lack of focus kills more dreams than anything else, right? Because we can come to work every single day with the best intentions, feeling all motivated, but if we get easily distracted and we don't have focus, we're never going to achieve what we want to achieve. And we're going to end up with half-assed, half-finished tasks, and that is not going to get us ahead. So focus is so important. Now, I have struggled with focus in the past. I used to work in a very quite noisy, salesy, open plan office. And I did used to find it hard to focus. So what I did was I got some noise cancelling headphones and I just literally would just get myself in the zone, block out things in my calendar so nobody knew to distract me during certain times of the day. And I just did the work. But focus honestly is just so important when it comes to achieving anything in life, because if we don't focus, we never are going to get things done. So make sure that you are carving out time in your day to do the most important tasks, because as you start to get noticed, as you start to accelerate, people are going to look at the standard of the work that you do. And you could be the most charismatic, confident, enjoyable person to be around, but if you can't actually get the work done, if you don't get into flow state, if you can't focus, then you're going to take one step forward and five steps back. So make sure that you can focus in, do the tasks that you need to get done, learn the art of to prioritize in terms of what's the most important task, get those done first in your week, and watch as your work continues to get better and better and better. Because I know for me personally, when I'm focused, the standard of my work is far superior than when I'm all distracted and can't really sort of get into any sort of flow state. So focus is absolutely crucial when it comes to accelerating your career. And the final piece in all of this, and again, something that I wasn't good at, is making sure that you recharge and carve out some time for you in the week. Because when we do have these big goals, we want to achieve, we want to progress, it's really easy for our health, our relationships, just general like other life tasks to just get pushed right down to the bottom of the barrel. And this definitely was me. I became so focused on getting ahead and so focused on the progress I wanted to make that I actually just stopped having fun along the way. And I honestly look back now and I go, you know, there were so many times when I could have leaned more into joy. I could have celebrated that milestone instead of just going, right, what's next? And if I had given myself more time to recharge, to reflect, to do things that brought me joy, I know that I would have enjoyed the journey so much more. Because, you know, when we get to the end of our lives, you know, don't want to be all morbid, but it's going to happen to us all. We're not going to look back and go, yeah, great, I got all that promotion and I achieved everything I want to achieve, but I lost all my friends in the process and I was miserable most of the time. Like, we want to make sure that throughout this journey, when we are accelerating, when we are going, you know, achieving our goals, that we smell the roses along the way, that we take some time for us, that we reflect and make sure that we recalibrate and go, is this still what I want? Because who's climbed the top of the ladder and gone to the top and gone, is this all there is? So it's making sure that we're always checking in with ourselves. It's making sure that we understand who we are, we understand our values, and not drifting far away from them. Because if one of our values is family, and we say we want to accelerate in our careers and our business, but then we're getting home at 7 o'clock at night and not being able to see our children, then we're going to start to feel out of alignment and we're going to become pretty unhappy. So make sure that when you are progressing and you are accelerating, that you are just constantly checking in with yourself and making sure that you're not sort of getting too out of balance. We always want to sort of aim for that nice middle ground where we're doing really well in work, but we also have time to also do the things that are important to us, and we don't lose sight of those things. Because I've been there, done it, gone all in my business, all in my career, and everything else around it is just burnt to the ground. And then I've gone up and gone, oh, actually there's a whole life outside of just my career and my business, and it equally deserves my attention. So don't make the same mistakes that I did. But that is today's episode. And if you've got to this point in the podcast, I want to thank you. I really hope that you have got some key little takeaways, a couple of maybe nuggets of gold that you can go and take into your week, take into your career. And let me know, what was your biggest takeaway? What's the one thing that you are going to implement from this podcast today? Because we, you know, I want these episodes to be really valuable, but also have a couple of takeaways and things that you go, do you know what? I really liked that point there. And I'm going to go and reach out to 100 people in the business now and see who I can grab a coffee with. Or, you know, I'm actually going to really start to work on that weakness of mine, because I know that that's a soft skill that I really want to start developing. Write down what is the one thing that you're going to do now. Don't delay it. Do it now. That you know is going to help accelerate you into the future. That also could be you're going to start carving out a bit more time for yourself because you've realized that you're constantly in go, 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 strive, strive, strive. What's next? What's next? What's next? And you feel a little bit out of alignment. You feel a bit out of balance. So maybe you're going to implement some more healthy habits into your week. Maybe you're going to implement a 10-minute meditation into your day, or you're going to walk around the block after lunch, whatever it is. But just remember, don't lose yourself in this journey. And whatever you do, do not tie your sense of worth into achievement, because trust me, it is a very lonely road and a dangerous one at that. And that's a whole other episode in itself. But ending on a positive, write down the one thing you're going to take away from today's episode, implement it. Knowledge is power, but it's the action that really makes the difference. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. I can't even put into words how much I appreciate you, but thank you so much. I know I've been talking for a while now. I get so passionate about when it comes to these topics, because I just really want to help you get ahead in your life, in your career. Take care, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.